Ever wake up feeling like yesterday's a shadow hanging over you? Like you're still stuck replaying that one missed opportunity, that awkward moment, or that decision you wish you could take back? Yeah, me too. We all have those moments. Those what-ifs that can totally throw off our whole vibe for the day. But here's the thing. Regrets are like stubborn weeds in the garden of your mind. They keep popping up, stealing your sunshine and blocking your view. But guess what? Just like any weed, you've got the power to pull them out. That's what we're talking about today on Strong Starts, letting go of regrets. Because clinging to the past only weighs you down. It prevents you from focusing on the good stuff, your strengths, your potential, and all the awesome opportunities waiting right around the corner. Think of it like this. Every experience, good or bad, is a stepping stone. They've shaped you into who you are today, even those moments we wish we could erase. And that's kinda beautiful, right? So how do we ditch those pesky regrets and start rocking our present with more confidence and joy? Let's dive in. Number 1. Acknowledge and accept. Yeah, I know it feels painful to relive those shoulda, woulda, couldas, but bottling them up only makes things worse. Take a moment to truly feel the emotions, sadness, anger, frustration, whatever comes up. Don't judge yourself, just let it flow. Once you acknowledge those feelings, you can start to process them and move on. Number 2. Learn from the experience. Every regret is a lesson in disguise. So instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what did I learn from this? What could I have done differently? How can I apply this knowledge to future situations? Think of it like leveling up in your life's game. Each misstep gives you valuable experience and wisdom for the next level. Number 3. Practice self-compassion. Seriously, be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself some understanding and support. Remember that famous quote? Be kind to yourself, for you are a work in progress. That's so true, right? Number 4. Focus on what you can control. We can't change the past, but we can absolutely shape our future. Shift your energy towards things you can influence, your actions, your thoughts, your choices. Instead of dwelling on what's gone, focus on creating a positive and fulfilling present. Number 5. Celebrate your wins. It's easy to get caught up in the negative, but don't forget to celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Every victory, every step forward, deserves to be acknowledged and appreciated. Celebrate those wins, big or small, because they fuel your confidence and remind you of your incredible strength. You know that feeling when you finally let go of something that's been weighing you down? That wave of relief washes over you, and suddenly the world feels lighter, brighter, more open to possibilities? That's what happens when we release those regrets. We create space for joy, for growth, for new adventures. Think about a time when you held onto a regret for way too long. Maybe it was a missed opportunity, a failed relationship, or even just a clumsy mistake. How did that regret affect your outlook? Your actions? Now imagine letting go of that regret. What would be different? Would you feel lighter, freer? More open to new experiences and possibilities? It's not always easy to let go, but the rewards are totally worth it. You'll find yourself feeling more empowered, more confident, and more able to embrace all that life has to offer. So take a deep breath, acknowledge those regrets, learn from them, and then, most importantly, let them go. Remember, you're not defined by your past mistakes, you're defined by the courage you have to move forward. And trust me, the future is looking brighter than ever. So what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards freedom. Release those regrets, embrace the present moment, and get ready to rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder to let go. And if you enjoyed the show, leave us a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and never stop chasing those dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.